This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Magic moments upon your ears and your mind are affected by your listening to the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, part of the DJV program as Doug. Jennifer Horn is the J portion. Victoria Keelan is the V portion of the program. And our thanks to Kara Schillen, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, as we update you to things that are going on here, there, and everywhere. Jennifer, that is your assignment. Please take it seriously.
I do, and there are plenty of things going on in Washington, and there are plenty of things going on in your local government that will affect you, no doubt. It will affect your life, but probably the thing that affects you most every single day, aside from your family, your friends, and your loved ones, is your commute. You may actually be commuting right now. U.S. commuters, there's a new report out that suggests that commuters are spending an extra 2.5 hours in transit. The daily commute in 2017 increased by only 18 seconds per trip, which doesn't seem like a lot. But according to the Census Bureau's newly released 2017 American Community Survey, commuters overall are on the uphill climb towards a longer commute, with some spending 2.5 hours in transit single week. The survey shows that the average commute crept up from 26.9 minutes, and that's the average, so you're spending about a half an hour. It was 26.6 minutes a year before. Major cities across the country saw commute times increase, and the Washington region, specifically, Kara, where you are in D.C., retained its spot as the home of the second longest travel to work times in the nation. Any idea who's in front of them?
Gee, I wonder who it could be.
Victoria.
New York can't be worse than...
Really? New York is worse than Washington, D.C.
Wow.
The average one-way trip
worse than Los Angeles. That's
reached
really
37 crazy. Minutes. That's right. Los Angeles right under them on the list. So it's very funny, Dougie, that the three ladies you have surrounding you are also the home of the three longest commute times.
And the nicest part about all of it, except for Kara, is that your commute time is, as it is from my situation, from the bedroom to the studio.
Someone needs to figure out a way for that to be my commute as well.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Good luck. Well,
so
maybe you can get Alexa.
If you want to know the other, exactly. Yeah. If you want to know the other cities on the list, it was San Francisco, San Bernardino, California, Atlanta, Chicago, Baltimore, Boston, Seattle, and of course Los Angeles, in addition to New York and Washington, D.C. How about
that whole trip along the, if you're heading east on the 10 out of Los Angeles, is a nightmare.
That's San Bernardino. If you're headed Los Angeles, but headed out, you'd go towards San Bernardino. And the thing with San Bernardino that's different about, and if you don't know that, that's about, it's a community, actually a huge region of Southern California, more than just a community, about 30 miles outside of Los Angeles proper. But the problem is that most people that live in San Bernardino work in Los Angeles, and so they have these long commute times just because you have to go 30 miles, and then when you add in cars and traffic,
isn't there a train? Is there a train from there?
It really spotty with the mass transit in California. Right. There's one that runs along the 210 into Union Station, but there
there's
still a lot of people on the road.
Yeah, there are, that's for sure.
Logistically, though, because Southern California is so spread out, logistically, it's hard to imagine how you could effectively put in some mass transit that would work for people.
That would be
unless
one
you lift them up over the freeway, maybe.
It would run, if you could find the track, the way to put the track in, I think that would be a good solution, a fast train.
When's Elon Musk going to shoot everybody underground?
He's working on that now.
In tunnels, right?
Yeah, working on that now. Elsewhere around the country, sort of state by state, 4,000 Arkansas residents losing Medicaid health coverage after the state implemented work requirements for Medicaid earlier this year. Arkansas was the first state, and actually still the only state, to put in work requirements for people insured under Medicaid expansions provided by the Affordable Health Care Act. In order to qualify, You're not exempt if you're, wait a minute, let me see if I can understand this. People who aren't exempt have to work or do community engagement for 80 hours a month. They have to report the hours online. If you don't report your hours for 3 months in a year, you lose your coverage. Have to wait till the next year to reapply. Let's see. This is something that Washington has said states could do, that is, to impose work requirements for Medicaid, similar to programs like food stamps. Anybody get up for this? So 26,000 people in Arkansas are affected by this. Kentucky tried to implement these guidelines, but a federal judge blocked it. Why? Why would a federal judge block this under what? This is a system that makes sense. Why would you get something if you don't work for it? Why should you be entitled to something? This is common sense. So why is it?
The only thing, I don't know the answer to this, but the only thing I could guess of why a federal judge would be involved is the definition maybe of what people, of disabled, because some people are on disability and and clarifying what able-bodied means. I think it's probably something in the weeds like that, if I was guessing.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's time we started reining in. That is one of the things in terms of whether you like Trump or you don't like Trump. I'm happy to have all of these things, these coverages and the giveaways and getting things for nothing and not having to really qualify or be scrutinized. I'm happy to see that stuff tightened up, frankly. I think we spend way too much money. All right, speaking of tightening things up, there was supposed to be an emergency test message, Jennifer, sent out from the president as part of the Federal Emergency Management Agency system to warn the public in cases of national emergency. It was supposed to be sent out this Thursday, now moved back to the 3rd of October. A majority of cell phone users get an alert on Wednesday, October 3rd, with a header, Presidential Alert, and the message, this is a test of the National Wireless Emergency Alert System. No action is needed on your part.
For all of you that have been waiting for that text message from Trump, oh, it's coming. I actually think this is a good idea, because, and here's why. It's not because of Trump or whoever's sitting in the White House, but I think when we get those messages on our cell phone, like an Amber Alert, where that annoying tone goes off and it scares everybody half to death, and then you just get annoyed and maybe you look at it, maybe you don't, maybe you just delete it because you're annoyed. I think when you have the president's name coming across your phone, regardless of who that is, whether that is Trump or whoever's next, whoever it is,
I think that's a presidential alert.
Is going to make people who may have passed these things over actually stop and take a look, and it's a good way of disseminating information instead of just having it come from some weird number that people don't know, some text line. I think it actually matters when you see the president is texting me. Well, I better take a look and see what it says.
Well, if you think about just the way that we live our lives today, I haven't seen local news or any news, really. I watched a little bit about Hurricane Florence, but if there was something major happening, I would not know. So I'm happy to have, I don't mind any alert coming through that's of national importance or regional or whatever. I'm fine getting something. I prefer everyone text me, including the president. So I don't want anyone to call me. Don't email me, but just text me. I'm good with that.
This is a presidential alert. The time on the DJV program is 16 past the hour.
Every year, thousands overpay for a used car. They're left feeling disappointed, ashamed, and alone. Traditional pricing books only add to the confusion, offering only guesstimates and ranges. Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report. So you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. Dial 1-800-208-1797. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-208-1797.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so here's another item from around the country. A judge in Florida has ordered that the state has to provide election materials in Spanish ahead of the midterm election. Citing the Voting Rights Act, the judge ordered that 32 counties with Puerto Rican populations have to provide Spanish language sample ballots, information about the ballots, and how to use the ballots in Spanish. Notices on their websites also in Spanish. The decision stems from a lawsuit filed against the state by a number of voting rights groups. The groups argued that Florida's Secretary of State wasn't protecting the rights of Puerto Ricans. You know what? Screw that. I'm not interested. I think this is the most outrageous. If you want to vote in America, you vote in English. This is not a Spanish-speaking
country. We don't
have
a national language, though.
We do have a national language.
No, we do not. We absolutely do not. We do not.
Well, that's pretty stupid.
But I agree that it should be in English.
Yeah, of course it should be in English.
It makes me furious when you go and they give you the...
Latino advocacy groups, yeah.
Well, it's not even that. When you go get you, when you vote, and then they give you the I voted sticker, and it says it in like 25 different languages on the sticker.
No.
You must be getting a much bigger sticker than I'm getting.
Yeah.
I've only got one that says I voted. I don't think there's any
New
room
York
for
it.
Come to L.A. They make a lot of room on the sticker for all the languages.
25 languages must be the size of
the world. No, it's like Chinese,
honestly,
it's Mandarin,
in whose
Armenian.
World is this right? In whose world is this good? Anybody think
what
it's a good
whose
idea?
Whose world? There are, well, if people are legally able to vote, and if English is their second language, I don't understand the problem. If you're in a heavily...
If English is their second language, then that means they know how to speak English.
I'm just saying if English isn't their first language, I don't know. I'm not talking about how much English they know, but if they are legally able to vote as citizens, then I don't see a problem with this.
Where else in the world is this going? What other country has two languages that they use for purposes like this? What other country in the world?
It's more than that. It's about this. It's about assimilation. And if you want to assimilate and vote, then you learn the language that the majority of Americans speak.
Only
and
in,
more people, and you know what, Jen? The fact is, more people speak Spanish in this country than English. So, if we want to make that argument, then
fact.
We all
I
need to learn
that.
Spanish.
I would challenge
you go by
that.
Population, how many more people speak Spanish in this country than
should
English?
Should we cut up the American flag, then?
21 after the hour.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Music time here on the DJD program. Fella that helps people think about their reality, their homes, their lives. Luke Bryan is in the musical spotlight. Thought this was kind of interesting. He's opening a new bar in Nashville with a concert next Monday. Sunrise, Sunburn, Sunset, his song, became the number one country airplay song. And that night, he celebrated the opening of his new bar. Oh, this is his bar.
Yeah.
Ah, I thought it was...
All doing it. Jason Aldean opened one. John Rich has one. Yeah. Blake Shelton has one. Yeah, so this is... Nashville's quite the scene for these places. And then I think the hope is that they can get a chain like Toby Keith did and sort of expand it throughout the country.
Hmm. So it's a free street concert in the middle of Lower Broadway in Nashville. The bar is called Luke's 32 Bridge Food and Drink. What's the significance of 32 Bridge? Anybody know?
I don't know.
It's a bro bar.
Maybe where he lived?
It was in a bank building, corner of 3rd and 3rd Avenue South and Broadway. It was most recently a tattoo parlor. On the ground floor, there's a sports bar, performance space, with an imposing wall of television screens on one side and a stage opposite where the musicians can play. There's a truck dangling above them, suspended by chains, so those are good, strong chains.
I know, right?
And then you go up the
stairs.
They're
relying a lot on structural engineering, it sounds
right,
like, in this place.
Yeah. There are dance floors with DJ booths, a giant neon soccer ball, the words "Crash My Party" in massive lights along the sprawling patios looking north and east. This doesn't sound like a this sounds like Studio 54 instead of a country joint. Yes,
that's
no.
Fun. I think we should go.
Is it Studio 54?
Sushi bar. That's fun. It's a mixed
sushi
bag and
bar?
Everything. Yeah.
Really? Huh? How y'all feeling? How y'all drinking? He was asking hunting, fishing, loving. I wish we could teach some of these country artists to do gerundives, don't you, Jennifer?
Oh,
no.
Hunting, fishing, loving. Yes. Anyway, it was a Monday in Nashville. Some of his friends were home. Cole Swindell showed up to sing one of his hits, Ain't Worth the Whiskey, and then Tim McGraw, Where the Green, Green Grass Grows. He sang that with Brian. Tim McGraw didn't sing it. Cole Swindell sang it. So what do we know about Cole Swindell, Jennifer?
Actually, he came up because of Luke Bryan. Luke Bryan took him on the road. And I think that was one of his first big tours where he went to all the big stadiums across the country. But now he's got a great career in his own right.
Good. All right, so that's the Luke Bryan story. Has some nice songs for farmers. I know that. We use it on our American Family Farmer show. Next up in the country world, Loretta Lynn has a feisty new song called Ruby Stool. Let's listen to a little of this, Kara. I love this song.
I'm sitting on Ruby Stool, right next to Bill.
This song tells the tale of a woman who dances with her man, the singer's man. So anyway, I like Loretta. Sides up next to Ruby's man at the bar, seated on her antagonist bar stool and emptying an ashtray into Ruby's drink. That's what the tune is about. She's 86, right? 85, yeah. Something like that, after the stroke. Listen to the way she's singing after that stroke. Good for her, man. There's another song, Wouldn't It Be Great? It'll be released on the 28th of this month. Now available for pre-order if you're a Loretta Lynn fan. 28F.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says suggesting that Brett Kavanaugh withdraw his Supreme Court nomination is ridiculous. Kavanaugh has denied allegations of sexual assault from more than 30 years ago. At the White House yesterday, the president calling Kavanaugh a great intellect and a top quality individual, Trump blaming Democrats, saying they should have released information much sooner. The storm that was Hurricane Florence is now moving up through the mid-Atlantic states, dumping lots of rain still. The system expected to bring heavy rain from Virginia to New York and across parts of New England. Even though the storms moved on from the Carolinas, flooding there, still a huge concern. At least 32 people have died because of Florence. and you're listening to USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Inside Your Life. We're about to peer into another aspect of your curiosity here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Kara's at the controls, so I guess we'll look to the left where Victoria is with this half hour's update.
Well, the U.S. Senate is set to vote on a bipartisan bill on Monday evening, and that is going to be all about the nation's opioid crisis, which we've talked about a lot here. The Opioid Crisis Response Act is the official name of it. It includes proposals from five Senate committees and over 70 different senators on, again, both sides of the aisle. This is, hopefully, they'll be able to do something together because, you know, we don't see a lot of bipartisanship lately. The legislation aims to tackle the problem in a few different ways. One section focuses on preventing illegal drugs from being sent through the mail, which is actually a much bigger problem than people realize. Another fast-tracks research for new non-addictive painkillers. And we've talked also about there are a few pharmaceutical companies the ones who make the stuff everyone's addicted to, and now they're working on the non-addictive version and, you know, antidotes. And then a couple provisions are also aimed at improving treatment for people who are addicted currently. If the bill passes the Senate, it would head back to the House, which has already passed similar legislation. And Senator Lamar Alexander, who's one of the lawmakers spearheading the bill, said he hopes to get this bill to the president's desk by the 21st of September.
Mm-hmm. There are a lot of things affecting the life and well-being of our children. This business about how children get a hold of the opioids going into their parents, parents, we all, actually, no matter where the bathroom, you got a cabinet, right? Medicine cabinet? Kids go in and look and see what's there. Wow.
It's on so many levels. I was just reading an article over the weekend. Some nurse prescribed 11,000 pills for herself, and then she sold them. It's on every level. And you see these little pharmacies. I think there was one in West Virginia, and they wrote 75,000 scripts for opioids. And then finally, the government was like, "Wait a minute, you don't even have 75,000 people who live near you." Like, it's such a huge problem on so many levels.
Nobody's watching. 1 in 11 middle schoolers, high schoolers, reported vaping cannabis this past year. The vaping epidemic, not about tobacco. Data from the National Youth Tobacco Survey show that 1 in 11, about 9% of U.S. middle school, these are kids that are 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th grade, these are kids I taught who are 12 years old. Are vaping marijuana. The people most likely to use cannabis in the devices, men, young men, current tobacco users, and students who live with somebody who smokes. Those of you who are parents who are still smoking, perhaps you might want to take a second look at you and your habits. E-cigarettes have been the most commonly used tobacco product among middle and high schoolers for the past several years. Obviously, there is concern here. I always love it. The federal government is concerned. Why the hell aren't parents concerned? I don't give a damn whether the government's interested. I want to know what parents are doing. And older siblings. Wow. This study points to a link between teens' e-cigarette use and their likelihood of using marijuana. Study shows, the findings actually show that... it's going to have something to do with changes in state marijuana legislation, which could give the impression the drug is harmless. Researchers suggest implementing strategies to curb cannabis use in e-cigarettes. Well, you know, I'm going to be perhaps the naysayer on this, and it only is coming to me lately because I don't like being around marijuana smoke. I don't like anything about it. But my son has convinced me, who's a drug and alcohol counselor in Los Angeles, that using what Victoria just said about the opioid crisis and applying its appropriate use, those are opioids that are being prescribed for pain. Remember, it's ranked number one for supposedly helping people who are full of pain from operations or perhaps they have cancer, whatever the pain is, opioids have been prescribed. Now, much of the research that's been done suggests that smoking cannabis is much better and has less of an impact on you. Does it have an impact? Yep. But does it have the serious impact on you, short-term, mid-term, long-term, that opioid usage does? Nowhere near. And apparently it is much more, I don't want to say used, but it's much friendlier, if there is such a thing, to the body when you're smoking pot versus the opioid, what that does to your body.
Can I ask a question, though?
Yeah.
Your son is an alcohol and drugs coach for life, right? I mean, that's what he does for a living.
Yeah. Well, he also cleans up bad scripts in his writing partner.
I know. As everybody, we all have a couple of jobs.
Everybody's got two jobs there, yeah.
But my question is, and all of that stuff may be true about marijuana. All of that stuff might be true. But if you're a sober coach, aren't you supposed to teach being sober?
He's not saying this to the people who are his clients. He's just observing what has happened, what he knows to be happening and has happened with youngsters who face this situation. You know, remember, his clients are 14 to 18 years of age,
yeah,
and always from very well-to-do families. So they're exposed to all kinds of things.
I mean,
they have
easy access to all kinds of things. The reason I ask the question is, just from what I know with addiction, if you have someone, let's say, who is addicted to opioids, the last thing you want to do is say, well, don't take those, but have a glass of red wine. It's really good for your heart at night.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
So I was just curious.
The same kind of thing. I just think that it's the whole... It's frustrating because under the circumstances, we all want to live healthy, or I would think we would aim to live healthy, happy, quote-unquote normal lives. And there's so much stuff that's introduced now to youngsters when they're in middle school vaping this kind of stuff. Where do they get it, and how is it that somebody isn't noticing when you come home? You are a parent, you can't smell tobacco,
well, you can't smell marijuana.
Yeah.
No.
You can't smell a vape even if it's cannabis?
No. Usually it smells like some obnoxious form of bubble gum.
Like chemical
berries or
scary circus.
Yeah, vanilla or whatever. Yeah.
Certainly food for thought. Okay, also while we're in the children's pew here, a new study suggesting a link between exposure to certain household cleaners and children who are overweight. Listen up. The research found that babies in homes where antibacterial cleansing products were used at least once a week more are likely to have higher levels of certain gut bacteria. Wow. Wow. Think about that. When the group was 3 years old, their body mass index was higher than children who didn't live in homes where disinfectants were frequently used. The previous work done on animals found similar results, and others have linked higher levels of a particular gut bacteria with higher body fat and insulin-related resistance in adults. Wow. This is,
it is a wow. And if you wrap your head around it, if you think about how many times parents of young kids are constantly disinfecting things in the house.
Oh, my God,
whether
it's crazy.
Whether it's their toys or their high chair or...
Leave the damn germs on the stuff. It's good for your immune system.
Yeah. And
where did we start thinking that this was a... When did that start? Somebody sold people on a bill of goods. Make sure your house is clean for your children so they'll grow up to be healthy and happy and strong. Bourgeois. They should be around as much dirt as possible.
Regular soap, though, does it. You know, just use regular soap. You don't need to use...
Bar soap.
The stuff that's in Purell, and I'm not shaming Purell, but all of those hand sanitizers, all that
stuff.
Anything that has triclosan in it, look for that, and that's pretty much the most toxic stuff you can... And then kids put everything in their mouths. So if they're disinfecting their toys and stuff, or their high chair or whatever, it's all going in their mouth, and that's probably what's affected their gut bacteria. That's how they're ingesting it.
Yeah.
I like to scour my children. Take out a scrub brush.
Good for you. Right.
Washboard.
I could use a Brillo pad still.
Brillo pads, that's it. Where are the Brillo pads? Get them out.
Okay.
Clean them up. You wouldn't have believed how dirty I was last night and how healthy I feel today.
Oh, I could believe it.
I was really dirty yesterday, and I feel so good today, and it's all because of the dirt, ladies and gentlemen. Of course I showered.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Showering gets rid of the... I'm talking about the stuff that I had in my hands. I had.
How many days of the week do you have a dirt residue ring in your shower?
Seven.
Okay. I thought you were going to say, Jen, like dirty nails or something. Like how dirt residue under his nails?
You bring your nails.
Probably a lot. Yeah.
Wanted to not know.
All right. 44 past the hour.
Going back to school can be so annoying. Summer's over and I have to start doing homework again. But what's even more annoying is how my mom acts. She usually cries for days, eats a lot of candy and junk food, and asks me a million questions. But not this year. Since she started taking this stuff called Calitrin, she's been so full of energy and happy.
We get going back to school can be difficult for some parents. At Calitrin, we see it as a time for you to treat yourself. With Calitrin, you will feel better than ever before. Higher energy levels, healthy weight loss, and better sleep. Nothing will get you down.
Hi, this is Brenda. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
Hello, my name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin for a while. I've gone from a size 524-56.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrans and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try.
Treat yourself today by visiting Calitran at toploss.com or calling 833-TOP-LOSS.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you go to bed? Do you fall off, but then you can't stay asleep? What is the problem? No matter what you do, you can't get a good night's rest. Well, a lot of us have that problem, so try MyPillow. That's what I've done. Members of the DJV gang using MyPillow. You'll get great rest every night. MyPillow, because it's made with 100% cotton, machine washable, dryable, very popular to begin with. If you haven't tried one, they make it so easy for you. These pillows made in the USA come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Wow. And backed by popular demand, MyPillow's best deal. You buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. Visit MyPillow.com. Make sure you use that promo code DJV. That's the promo code DJV to get the deal at MyPillow.com.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Buying a home should be one of life's best experiences, but today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher payments, and that can turn a great experience into an anxious one. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. It's called the Power Buying Process. We check your income, assets, and credit to provide you with a verified approval, which can give you the strength of a cash buyer. Once verified, you qualify for our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days while you find your new home. Then, once you've found your new home, if rates have gone up, your rate stays locked. But if rates have gone down, your rate drops, and you get to keep that new lower rate. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi, ladies. From the font of Dougie's knowledge, according to a new study, this is good news. Have all this bad news about children and stuff. This is good. If you live near a green urban neighborhood, children who live in those circumstances have better, stronger memory skills. Data analyzed from more than 4,000 11-year-olds living in urban parts of places like England, comparing where they lived with how they perform on spatial memory tests. And the findings are children living in areas with less green space had a harder time remembering where objects were and analyzing where they moved. This backs up an earlier research study about brain function and outdoor space. For example, study here found spending just 20 minutes in a park helped children diagnosed with ADHD attention skills are better if you are outside in the fresh air and around green. Research shown an association between outdoor exposure and long-term cognitive function. That's pretty interesting, isn't it? Huh? A couple of reasons why more green space might encourage better memory. For one, researchers say children with more space to roam are more likely to explore, and that process helps with spatial memory.
And they're more active. Isn't that more engaging, too?
Yeah, it is. More exercise gets brain work, brain function, get the blood up there.
Juices flowing.
Yeah, exactly. You live around a lot of pollution that damages your brain. Duh. All right, so there's some food for thought. Get your children into more green space. 10 before the hour.
Oh.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
It's doctor time. It's always actually doctor time here. One way or another, we can find reasons to talk about your health and well-being. And then when we have the presence of Jack Stockwell, it's better. Jack and Ken help to make our focus on your health much easier. And when it comes to the kind of things that we talk to Jack about, because he's a Anuka chiropractor, has a very special clinic in Salt Lake City, he sees and hears all kinds of things and is asked. He and his wife Mary have a fabulous practice. They have a fabulous working relationship, and so it's cool to be able to go in there and not only get the Anuka chiropractic treatment, but to have a lot of things that are aspects of your health dealt with, because Mary is a great clinician. People on the staff there are great clinicians, and so you've probably seen, if you've gone to the ForbiddenDoctor.com, the opportunity for you to have a sort of a test, right? There's a way for you to spend 30 minutes of your time, answer a lot of questions. The symptom survey then is sent into Jack's office. They look at it, and then they'll get back to you with some things that may help you to mitigate or modify some of the problems that you allude to in the symptom survey. A lot of times when I talk to Jack, I have over the years found there are certain parts of the body that people don't really understand. And one of them is the thyroid. As a matter of fact, a lot of people, Jack, think you don't need to have a thyroid. I knew somebody who had a cancerous thyroid and it was removed, and you can see the scar on her neck. And I think you saw it when you met her, too. The scar that's left from taking the thyroid out of it becomes cancerous. Well, so what is the thyroid? What does it do, and why do we have one? An appendix? You don't need it?
No. The thyroid makes the hormone thyroxin. And there's various forms of it, but that's the main thing. Thyroxin is the gas pedal of the body. The something called ATP is the gasoline of the body, but the thyroid sets how fast the body metabolism is going to run. It's going to run fast, it's going to run normal, it's going to run slow, depending on the health of the thyroid. Every cell in the body has a receptor site for this hormone, thyroxin. And so the thyroid is absolutely essential for life. It's essential for newborns to be able to thrive because that hormone is so vitally important for every cell to be able to function on the level of energy that it's supposed to. Now, a long time ago, they came out with a synthetic thyroid hormone, levothyroxine, synthroid, that does the work of the thyroid. To some degree, I mean, it replaces that hormone to the level that it's almost like, well, we're just going to go ahead and your thyroid's a little funny. We're just going to go ahead and start giving you this drug anyway, even if you still have the thyroid. Two main reasons why a thyroid gland begins to be a little dysfunctional. Number one, either we've been taking in toxins and poisons and various kinds of things in our water, our food, and our air that cause it to have problems. And number two, it's not fed the food that it needs, which goes to the same for all the other organs in the body. Eventually, an organ begins to be somewhat dysfunctional simply because of malnutrition and slowly starving to death.
Well, because of the work, though, that you and Mary, your wife, have done on this, one of the things that you offer through your Forbidden Doctor website is a product called Ageless Thyroid, which speaks to the things, fixing the things, or addressing the things that you're talking about. And so now I understand that you have a new website which is devoted just to thyroidal, is that a word?
Thyroidal function, sure.
Problems. In celebration of that, you're offering the Ageless Thyroid at a discount, but you got to go to the website. What's the website?
AgelessThyroid.com.
Oh.
Wow. AgelessThyroid.com. We've always...
That's very clever. Hand it to you, Mary.
I'll tell you. We were up all night banging our heads back and forth trying to come up with that one.
Yeah.
No, it's been around for a couple of years, but the testing and everything else that needed to go into it. And with all of the incredible testimonials that we're getting on this product, we wanted to give it its own website and promote it that way. Mm-hmm. So agelessthyroid.com will tell you everything you need to know about this incredible food for the thyroid.
If you go to the ForbiddenDoctor.com website where the podcasts are, the most recent podcast now, Podcast 148, if you're looking in the archives, is about Ageless Thyroid and your thyroid and why it's important for people to have this if you don't have enough of that, if you know what I mean. So check it out, agelessthyroid.com and forbiddendoctor.com. 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.